Phone Boy Speaks, episode 950, Flying the Unfriendly Skies. If you've been following me on the social medias, you know I have been traveling quite a bit the last couple of years or so. And this year I changed airline alliances away from United to Delta, and I'm not even quite sure what they did. I think it was when I realized they were essentially going to make it much more difficult for me to get status. I lost my Gordon, and actually they funny they came back on Twitter and because I asked them, I said, so what's the logic behind this? This is all the answer was basically that they wanted to, they wanted to show their, their really important customers that they care. And more for less, I don't care whether you're an important customer or not. That just doesn't send the right message. And so after having earned gold status on United last year, after a lot of really long and bizarre flights, then I decided I would go with Delta, because Delta at least has in Seattle, at least they are expanding their presence, and they're actually kind of a hub. They're not in the hub, not a hub the same way that like Minneapolis or Atlanta is a hub, or even JFK. But at least it's at least I can get I can get to the to the Far East on one flight, or not have to fly to Chicago like I did last year on United. That was horrible. But there's many other reasons that I'm not a huge fan of United. I mean, it's just in general their service quality has deteriorated over the years. And I mean, I've been a long time United customer, and it's just sad to say that it's difficult to be, it's just because of the availability of flights in Seattle. It's one thing, but even when I'm on the plane, it's like things don't work necessarily. I actually had to take a United flight recently up to Quebec City, and I flew through Chicago, which is not a huge surprise, but the Wi-Fi on that plane didn't even work. I mean, it was it tried to take my credit card. I'll have to check my statement and see if they actually charged me anything, but they try, I was happy to give them my money. And by the way, it's more expensive. Their Wi-Fi ends up being more expensive than whatever it is I can get on GoGo on Delta. It just didn't work. And I also had plenty of other issues with their planes. It's always a crapshoot. Whereas Delta's, I won't say they've upgraded all of their planes, but they've upgraded a lot of their planes. And so with the interiors, all of them have the ability to be able to charge your phone or whatever, at least some way to do that. Actually multiple ways on the newer planes, and maybe you get some of the older ones where they haven't upgraded the seats or whatever, but at least I know, right? It's, you get in there. I mean, United supposedly had the ability to charge your phone or have in-flight seats that with that. And honestly, I couldn't keep the power plug plugged in long enough. I also saw some other stuff just with the service, and I just was, I was not happy. I was much happier on my return flight on Delta from Quebec City. And of course, they actually upgraded me, which was nice. And I had less status on Delta, but yet they upgraded me. I don't know how that worked, but that's not that's affecting my decision at all. It's just that, but in general, when I'm on Delta, it's like, yes, everybody's kind of pinching pennies or whatever, but actually Delta, it looks like, feels like to me, right, they're giving a few things back. But this is not the point of this. I've rambled like 3 minutes about why I like Delta versus United, but United has done a couple other stupid things. I'll put a link in the show notes to some other travelers' rants about how United is just basically not appearing to care about their customers. But here's another thing that is a little more techie and a little more interesting is all the airlines, to an extent, are starting to move their in-flight entertainment system onto Wi-Fi, so you can use your own mobile device to access some limited set of things. And in order to use this in order to watch these movies on your laptop, apparently, you need to install a DRM plugin, which, of course, my response is big middle finger, no. I think I've only played with it using the United app on my phone. I think I used it one time. I wasn't all that impressed with it personally. So it's like, oh, why would I do that? And I know sometimes you just get kind of bored and you want to do something, but installing a DRM plugin and having to install Flash, like, hello? I mean, we talking about Gozi? This is the same company that wants to pay you a million miles to find bugs on their website? Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't want to install Gozi on my laptop to watch your crappy entertainment. I'll stick with what's on my phone, thank you. So, United is not my favorite airline. And yes, and they want you to install Gozi in order to watch their crappy movies. I assume Hollywood is partially dictating that, but come on, there's got to be a better way than installing crappy, crappy plugins and requiring Flash in order to watch movies. We've moved beyond that, and if they're that concerned that movies are going to be out there, I mean, let's face it, there are better ways to get your movies and download them than do it on an airplane.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.